Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 12th, day 163. Today's topic, are you ridiculous things or marvelous people? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance, we use subject-shifting devotion method. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 132 verses 1 to 5, 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 1 to chapter 10 verse 29, Acts chapter 8 verses 14 to 40, Proverbs 17 verses 2 to 3. Now I suggest you to pause here and read all four passages if you have time before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read those verses I swept today. Psalm and Proverbs, we swept it all, and then we choose some of the verses from the Old Testament and New Testament, especially of those you think that Jesus speaks to you. Psalm 132, 1 to 5. Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will allow no sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 1 to 9. When Solomon had finished building the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had achieved all he had decided to do, the Lord appeared to him a second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. The Lord said to him, I have heard the prayer and plea you have made before me. I have consecrated this temple which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me faithfully with integrity of heart and uprightness, as David your father did, and do all I command and observe my decree and laws, I will establish your royal throne over Israel forever. As I promised David your father when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor on the throne of Israel. But if you or your descendants turn away from me and do not observe the commands and decrees I have given you, and go off to serve other gods and worship them, and I will cut off Israel from the land I have given them, and will reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. Israel will then become a byword and an object of ridicule among all peoples. This temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will be appalled and will scoff and say, "Why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple?" People will answer, "Because they have forsaken the Lord their God, who brought their ancestors out of Egypt, and have embraced other gods, worshipping and serving them. That is why the Lord brought all this disaster on them." Chapter 10, verses 14 to 15. The weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 tens, not including the revenue from merchants and traders and from all the Arabian kings and the governors of the territories. Verse 21. All King Solomon's goblets were gold, and all the household articles in the palace of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold. Nothing was made of silver, because silver was considered of little value in Solomon's day. Verse 26 to 28. Solomon accumulated chariots and horses. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he kept in the chariot cities, and also with him in Jerusalem. The king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar as plentiful as sycamore fig trees in the foothills. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt, and from Kur, the royal merchants purchased them from Kur at the current price. They imported a chariot from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. They also exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and of the Arameans. Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that you go down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way, he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Kandakai, which means queen of the Ethiopians. Verse 29. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Proverbs 17, verses 2 to 3. A prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son, and will share the inheritance one of the familiar. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. My listening. Today I got a funny but real topic from one of our brothers when we were praying in groups of four during our daily 7 a.m. Eucharist. And Jesus used him to give me his teaching as my catch today. Are you ridiculous things or marvelous people? So, do you know how you can be among those marvelous people and not ridiculous things? The answer is in today's all four passages. Number one, ridiculous things. 1 Kings 9, verses 1 to 9, chapter 10, verses 14 to 15, verse 21, and verses 26 to 28. From those passages, that now we can see that Solomon heard God's voice personally, and he knew that God commanded him to walk before him faithfully. If so, he would be blessed beyond he could think of. If not, he would be rejected and disasters would come to him and his children. We can see that in our just one chapter later, chapter 10, verses 14 to 15, 21 and 26 to 28, King Solomon chose not to listen to God's command of how God wanted all Israelites that they could not, or Israelite kings. That they could not do three things: to collect gold and silver, to go back to Egypt, to buy the best horses, and to have many wives. We can see that Solomon wrongly followed those four security and did all three: money, power, and sex. And he was finished. After that, we can see that in tomorrow's passage. Is that so? So ridiculous. Yeah, so ridiculous. Number two, marvelous people. Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5, Acts chapter 8, verses 14 to 17, 26 to 29, and Proverbs 17, verse 3. See how faithful Solomon's father David was, who wanted to find a place for God. See how Philip was being filled by the Holy Spirit, that he know where to go, what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Number three, the test. Proverbs 17, verse 3. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. Number four, the secret. The secret to be able to pass all those tests in our lives so that we can worship and follow God each day is the Holy Spirit. Yes. If you are being filled by the Holy Spirit each day, then you won't become ridiculous things in the eyes of other people. Instead, you will be marvelous people in the eyes of many people. Do you believe that can happen to you? Do you know what you need to do in order that it will happen to you each day? Let's pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine on me and open my eyes to see all those things blocking me, that Jesus Christ cannot be my Lord and King. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all those sins and pour down your blood to cleanse my sins. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me and anoint me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you think you belong to that group of ridiculous things or marvelous people? Number two, how can you experience what Philip experienced in today's Acts passage? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.